Weekdays, 10 Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
888-6581. Tired of going out and seeing dirt and grime. And it drives you crazy every time. We'll reduce the stress when we pressure wash it for you. And let your home's beauty shine through.
Let it shine through.
If you want the best, you better call Merritt. 888-6581. If you want the best, call Merritt.
Let you wash it.
888-6581.
Fat Jack's Sandwich Shop, the best grub on wheels. The storefront location for Fat Jack's is no longer operating. However, they could still provide you with their best sandwiches, burgers, wings, and a whole lot more through their brand new food truck. Fat Jack's Sandwich Shop is now the best grub on wheels thanks to the food truck. You can still get all the great specialty sandwiches, burgers, wings, and a whole lot more that you've come to know and love, which is now available out of the food truck. To be able to see where the food truck is, check out their Facebook page at Fat Jack's Sandwich Shop. It only takes seconds for burglars to break in with a bump key. So to make sure that your automotive, residential, and commercial properties are protected, trust JAM AllSafe and Secure Locksmiths. They're the key to sensible security. They're an authorized multi-lock dealer with high security solutions for home or business that is true intruder resistant. For more information, call 727-474-6906 or visit the shop at 13030 Starkey Road in Largo. JAM AllSafe and Secure Locksmiths, the key to sensible security.
It's time for the Brian Cash Claus Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Claus, and his very special guest.
I got Ed in the house, one of the greatest men ever in the radio industry. You know, I say that, you know what I say? I say Leo's the pioneer, right?
Leo's radio.
Right, but you know who really, you know, I always say hello. But you really know who's the pioneer is Ed. Can't buy experience. So, we got the 420 event going here. Do you have a flyer on this event? What's going on? Like the stuff that's here? You know, here's the man, actually, Leo, that could tell us. But is there bullet points of... Because this is Purple Haze. They're at 110th Avenue North in Seminole, on Seminole Street. And they got medical CBD.
10999 Seminole Boulevard. And we are out here all day till 10 o'clock and tomorrow from 12 to 10 o'clock. So it is a huge parking lot 420 party. We got music, food trucks. We have Julio in the house.
Hey, hey!
You don't know the microphone's there.
Yeah, you can put those, no, you put those on.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's no.
Check, check, check. How you doing?
Yeah. So tell us, Julio, what do you do?
So we manufacture gummies. We manufacture vapes. We started out with a rolling paper company back in 2013. And then just eventually just started like little by little branching out into other parts of the industry. So now we're focused on Delta 8 products. Yeah, so we're focused on Delta 8 products. We manufacture, our thing is gummies, disposables, cartridges. We also do a little bit of hardware. And the company's called Medicate. And you can find us at MedicateNow.com.
I, oh yeah, this went out on me. But that's, the it helps people.
Yeah.
You never know what's going through someone's mind, right?
Exactly.
Someone could hurt people, right?
100%.
Right. So now where we're at with this stuff, the it's Medic 8?
Medic 8.
Like the number 8?
Yeah, the number 8. Like, because it's a Delta company.
So they buy it online?
Yeah, you could buy it online. You know, we wholesale, we distribute, you know, pretty much throughout the country. And, you know, we're here to, like, you know, we decided to go with more of a serious name because we want to help people instead of, like, marketing, you know, to children and, you know, marketing to, you know, the fact of you just getting high. We don't want it. We don't want that. We want to medicate people. We want to help people that have anxiety. We want to help people, you know, that that may have arthritis or have some pain and want to alleviate that pain, right?
Right.
So, you know, we have 100 milligram gummies. We do a nice blend of Delta 8, THCP, and THCA, different cannabinoids. Our disposables are phenomenal. They're functional. You know, you don't, in today's world, you know, you go to a dispensary and you're getting high quality, you know, oils.
Right.
And not everybody wants to get obliterated. Some people want to be functional.
Right.
So this is what our product is.
And is, you know what the thing is too, is most people do. Like, they're dealing with issues and stuff that are mental.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
But this can help them cope with it.
Exactly.
Right. Through Medicaid, right? Medicine.
That's the whole concept behind, you know, our company. You know, that was the idea. That was, you know, when I was like, man, you know, there's so many brands out there that are promoting to get high, you know.
Right.
And I'm not going to mention any names, but, you know, we want to help people. We don't want to target, you know, the young crowd. We want to target people that have PTSD, you know, that have issues that you know, that we can help with.
That's the key word there, is help. The more you help others achieve their goals, then you achieve your goals.
Exactly.
Right? And this is, you know, you could have called yourself help.
Yeah.
Feel, you know, be at peace.
Yeah.
Right? Because this gives you an opportunity to bring you down. You know, some people want to be a 10 in life.
Yeah.
Then some people are a 1, depression.
Yeah.
How about just be a 5 or a 6?
Yeah.
Be at peace.
Yeah. I love
not
that.
Not too high.
I love
not
that.
Too low.
Just get right. Get a nice, comfortable spot in the middle. You
right.
know?
You know what the enemy of growth is?
What?
Comfort.
Yeah.
Right? People want to be comfortable where they're at.
Yeah.
Instead of pushing the envelope. Right?
Exactly.
Sometimes you got to get... Here's the thing of this word. Sometimes you got to get comfortable being uncomfortable.
Absolutely.
Right? That's how you get ahead in life.
Yeah.
Right?
I agree 100% on
right.
that.
Right.
See, but I got a problem with gummies. I can't eat just one. I'd probably get in trouble then.
I mean,
never land.
You know, funny enough, I can't eat gummies. You know, I eat them and I get a terrible anxiety.
What, you know? I mean, when you, like, say you're using them for arthritis or inflammation, whatever.
Right.
You take a gummy and then, like, in 15, 20 minutes, you feel something.
Well, sometimes with edibles, I would say, you know, we do have a nano CBD, right? And the nanotechnology is a rapid onset. So it hits you, like, within 5 minutes, right? Typically with edibles, it takes, like, an hour.
Right.
For it to enter
kind of
your
pill form is usually
right.
a half an hour to an hour anyway.
And then, you know, and people make the mistake and they're like, hey, I'm not feeling anything, I'm gonna eat another one.
Right.
You know?
Same way with drinks.
yeah. Like, I'm not feeling a thing.
Well, that shot didn't do anything. You
next
know.
Thing you know, they're calling the ambulance. Yeah. You know, they're like, I think I'm having a heart attack. It's pretty interesting. But I prefer, you know, smoking. I like to, you know, for me, let's say for whatever reason, like I just want to come down, you know, I'll eat a little something and, you know, it goes away.
By the way,
on an edible, it doesn't do that.
If you're driving around listening and wondering what the hell we're talking about, today is what they call a friendly day. It's 420.
420.
So the Brian Cash Claws coupon.
It's our book. Christmas.
Yes. They are here at Purple Haze. On Seminole Boulevard, right at, what is it?
110th Avenue.
110th and Seminole Boulevard. So it's a very friendly day, and this is a fact we come down and check some of the products out, because I've got problems.
Yeah,
so, you know.
Absolutely. Come to the booth, and I'll take care of you.
Yeah.
I'll take care of you, 100%.
Yeah, we've had so many shows about it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm kind of, like, on the fence about it, or, you know, wondering. I mean, I don't want to, you know, be doing a remote-looking gig, you know, blitzed out of my mind or anything
like
that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because it's a new thing.
Exactly.
For me, anyway.
Yeah. And you have to get comfortable with it, right? So, like, there's a lot of people that don't know how to start, you know, and they've never taken this product before, and they're scared of taking it, right? Yeah. So what I say is, you know, start gradually. Take a small piece of the gummy. Don't eat the whole gummy. It's 100 milligrams.
Okay? Oh, yes.
They said that
start
about
slow.
Same warning labels on the brownies.
Yeah. Start gradually. Like, for someone who's new to, like, you know, trying to find a solution for whatever it is, anxiety, for arthritis, for
right.
Depression, anything, start small.
I suggest a quarter of one. If you've never had a gummy before, don't try...
How big is a gummy?
Well,
it depends.
They're small. They can be small, but the thing is, the gummies are much different than smoking, okay?
Yeah.
The gummy stays in your system for maybe 10 to 12 hours. Like, you're going to have that feeling for an extended period.
100%.
It is not the same as smoking, where you feel like that for an hour, it goes away.
It goes away, yeah.
It's
like,
not
if you go exercise.
Like that with the gummy.
you can exercise and it goes away, right?
Yeah.
You can eat something and it goes away when
right.
you're smoking it. You eat a gummy.
It's in there.
It's in there. And there's, you know, you just, hey, hold on. You're in for a ride, you know?
Yeah.
And it could be a pleasurable ride, or it can be an anxiety ride because you didn't know how to dose yourself. And that's the problem nowadays. You know?
Well, let's just say, back in the day, this was a long time ago, I did have some brownies.
Last week?
And I fell asleep, right? So, of course, I woke up starving, right? So what did my retarded self do? I... ate more brownies. Not a good idea.
Oh, my God.
What's worse is when you have a friend that brings brownies to a party, doesn't tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff and everybody knows that you're supposed to limit yourself.
Yeah.
Actually, a lot of people say that they prefer that feeling to eating it, you know, as
right.
opposed to smoking.
Of
and
course.
Honestly,
it's
much
version.
Better. It
it's
is. It's
version.
Better for your lungs.
It
it's better for everything.
Yeah,
and
it
it's
is.
More long-lasting. It really is.
It is. It is. I just personally, I mean, when I first started, I hadn't taken an edible until I got into my 30s. I didn't even know what an edible was, you know? And, you know, I'm used to rolling my own, right? I like something about the process, you know, preparing it, rolling it,
right.
You know, and I just like the art of rolling, you know? And I like vapes too because they're convenient, right? You don't smell as bad.
That
you
is
know,
so
you,
true.
You want the smell
convenient.
Stick to you.
Yes, convenient.
Okay, but I'll try it. And I'll do a review on his show next week.
All right.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
By the way, guys, we are out here at Purple Haze, 10999 Seminole Boulevard, right on the corner. We're having a huge parking lot party. We got food trucks, live music, all sorts of products, all kinds of free giveaways, things to try. If you're curious, got questions, come out and check it out. And we are here till 10 o'clock tonight and all day tomorrow, 12 to 10 o'clock tomorrow as well.
Live music too, food.
Yes.
The thing over there looks kind of good. You know what the chef's special is?
She does a pineapple chicken bowl, and oh my gosh, it is
Have
so good.
Have you ever
good.
Had that?
In a pineapple. Oh my gosh, it's so good.
Oh my gosh, it sounds delicious.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. That
yes,
delicious.
That
and it's
is...
grilled peppers and onions, and that's the chef's special.
Yeah.
We also have shredded chicken and rice, onion, tomato.
She's got loaded Dorito nachos, too.
Wow.
Yeah, with your choice of meats.
I didn't realize it was in a pineapple.
Yeah, it's delicious. It's
that would,
so good.
There should be a picture of a pineapple. See, I'm an advertiser.
Yeah. That'll
right?
sell itself.
Right, a picture of a pineapple would tell you. That you
I would do like the restaurants do, like some of these restaurants, they'll make a sample dish and just put it out there.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Right? And just leave it out there. Let it sell itself because people are going to walk by and be like,
holy
shit.
The thing is, that thing that's there is plastic.
It's got some
not
sort
of.
No.
You ever see the TV, commercial? You're like, you see that steaming piece of chicken?
Yeah.
That's plastic with a smoke vapor in the back.
Do you know what they use for milk and cereal?
What?
Glue.
And
yeah.
What do you think they put in a bowl when they do Campbell's Soup commercials? Anybody know?
I don't know.
They put marbles in. You know why? So when they pour the soup in, the meat stays on the top.
Oh,
what
my
meat there
God.
Is.
Yeah, they, so you can see the little chunks of fake chicken.
Right. Well, see, right out here, we got tacos galore and more. That's the name of her food truck. And generally, she's actually over on Missouri Avenue behind City Trends. But today, she's out here all day. for the 420 event at Purple Haze, and she has very unique things that are very, very good. It's not things you might think you're going to find on a food truck. I mean, like, again, she's got the pineapple chicken bowl. She's got pineapple rice. She's got a sweet chicken burrito, which is delicious. She does a honey steak with rice. Again, loaded Dorito nachos. They're not just regular tortillas. They are Doritos, which is even better.
Oh, my God. That sounds so good. That sounds so good. I'm going to go for the Doritos.
The 420 event, she's going to make a lot of money.
That's what I'm saying.
Support the ladies. Support the ladies. I'm all about women-owned businesses.
Gave you a trip somewhere else anyway.
For sure. Support the ladies. Julio, how can somebody contact you, Julio?
You can contact me through our website. So it's www.medicatenow.com. You can find our products online. We just launched the site, so we're still like in the process of adding some SKUs on there and stuff like that. I've been working hard at this since like 2013.
Wow.
You know? Awesome.
High standards, higher value.
Yeah.
And that's Medic with the number 8, right?
Yeah, Medic with the number 8.
Very
cool. How are the laws? Are they helping you little by little or not?
The laws seem like they're changing in the state of Florida. We don't know what's going to happen right now. You know,
would it be good for recreational use for you?
Not for my company. No. I wouldn't, you know, because right now, I guess, you know, they're lobbying the dispensaries are lobbying against this because they feel like it's taking away from their business. But, you know, there's...
Because the government gets involved.
Well, the government's getting involved because, you know, somebody's putting $40 million in somebody's pocket.
You always follow the money.
Follow the money, right?
You know who gets the tax relief on cars?
Who?
Yes, check this out. Guess who? The Hummer. You buy a Hummer, you get a $10,000 tax credit.
Oh, yeah. I think it's a vehicle that's over 6,000 pounds.
Yes. Why? That would be the opposite.
Yeah. Because they want you to use more gas and release more emissions.
Yeah. You know the corn and oil?
That's true.
The corn that goes in the gas actually costs more money and then also makes food products go up because corn is actually more pollute.
Yeah, it's more valuable to the fuel than it is.
Like, why is it always the opposite? Sometimes we put into laws into place. It's follow the money.
Yeah.
It's the corn lobbyists.
Yeah.
The pharmaceutical.
And it's kind of like what's happening in our industry right now. You know, like, you know, so, you know, we have about... over 150,000 people working in this industry right now. There's a ton of tax dollars that are going to the state of Florida because of this industry.
Right.
And, you know, they're seriously considering wiping this away, you know, get rid of, you know, the Delta variants in the state of Florida. Now, that doesn't mean we're going to be out of business because we operate in other states as well. And we're going to be able to sell online.
Right.
You know,
would you consider doing something in the coupon book promoting your website?
Sure. Sure, absolutely.
You see how quick he said? Now, what did I tell you? Did you see how quick you said sure?
Yeah.
If you would have thought, maybe not. But, yeah, I could
listen, I'll support, and I'll see what happens. Right? That's all I could do. Right. You know, you guys are giving me a platform to speak, and I appreciate that. Right. And I'm, you know.
Yeah, you said sure so quick. I can tell, like, when I sell an ad, someone says, then, you know, maybe. You were sure. Can you give me $1,000?
Yeah, sure, right now.
All right.
Let me see how much I got on. I think I got like 300. I blew 300 last night. Walking around downtown St. Pete.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question? It has nothing to do with anything else.
Yeah.
And can I like to go around the...
Sure.
I lost $500 yesterday, and I'm embarrassed to tell you that.
And where'd you lose it?
I think someone caught in my car and took it, actually. I think I left it on my
car. Oh, shit.
I know, but, right. And then I think I lost it. Anyhow.
Maybe you find it like a month later, hopefully.
Two things. How do you handle not getting emotionally mental? This is where your product would come in.
Yeah.
And then, because I think I'm bipolar, right?
Hell yeah.
Wait a second.
How quick she answered that.
That was almost as fast as the coupon.
That was quicker than you.
That was quicker than the coupon. She's like, hell yeah.
And that's where your product would come in for me.
Yeah, can we get some?
Yeah, of course. Of course.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I really believe the medical part of what you do is helps people.
Yeah.
And then actually for depression, you know, if you move a muscle, you change a thought, right?
Yeah.
Depression can't hit a moving target. So if you're constantly on the move and you're doing things, you're not going to have depression. But yet I still get depression. and I get anxiety.
Because you get in your head, and that's right. Actually, that is exactly what these products help you
with. I know, that's what I'm trying to say.
I mean, they even have CBD products.
And I know a man shouldn't say that, right? But I get in fear.
Everybody does.
No, mine's terror. I'm better than you.
Listen, I've lost money before, and
what I want to ask. What's the most money you lost?
Oh man, I lost $1,000, and I'll never forget this.
I had
$1,000, right? All $100 bills, and you know, I always put my phone in my, you know, I have my phone. I'm always reaching for my phone, my wallet, and stuff like that. And I was like, you know what? I always drop money like this. Let me put it in the
small. And you even said it to yourself.
Yeah, and I go, let me put it in the small pocket in my jeans, right? So I folded it up in three, boom, put it in the small pocket, meet this girl, right?
I know.
And I start dancing, and I'm like, as I'm getting my groove on, you know, my pants are like, I'm going a little low, you know, still got good.
Hey.
And it slipped out of the freaking pocket, hit the floor. And I didn't realize it. Somebody snatched that up real quick. So when I get to my car and I'm like, after a great night, I was like, let me check the $1,000. I go, holy shit, hey. Fucking God.
Uh-oh.
Oops, sorry, guys. Sorry.
We're on delay.
Well, I wind up going back. Circling around, looking
did anybody find money? Right.
Right. Say, no. And,
one of the most stupidest questions.
One
in the
of
world.
The dumbest questions in the world. Right. Right. But you know what? One thing I do know, no matter what, you gotta freaking give it a shot.
Yeah.
Because you never know. You could be that 1%. Right. So I go up to the manager because there are good people out there that will turn something in.
100%.
So I went to the manager and I was like, hey, listen, I know this sounds crazy, but. Did anybody turn in $1,000? And he looked at me. He goes, "Yeah, right. I wish." He goes, "You probably would never got it anyway."
Right, because they turned it in, and he kept it.
He kept it. But you know, I lost $1,000. And here's, you know, the way I looked at it is sometimes you find, and sometimes you lose.
It balances out.
Balances out.
But how do you not get up? What would you say someone that gets angry throughout the day and frustrated? I'm talking about me.
You need to go to
stop leaving money in your car.
Yes.
Yeah. And lock your doors.
You need to go to that place where you can throw and break plates and get your aggression out.
I've always wanted to do that.
Me too.
We got that axe throwing place.
There you go.
I always wanted to.
Let me give you my analysis, doctor. You ready?
I'm ready.
I'll be really... The only way I can do it is I remember my mom, she would be screaming at us kids. The next thing, the phone rang. And she would answer the phone. She's in the middle of us. Hello. Okay, so let me, Dad, you get that feeling? So I'll be like, I'll spill that, right?
Yeah.
And I'll just like, you idiot, you're a loser. I'm not talking to myself.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I get real angry, right?
Yeah.
But then 30 seconds later, I get on the phone call. And I make an ad. Call.
But you see what I'm saying?
And then bipolar. I go, hello, how are you? So within 30 seconds, psychopath. And then sometimes, and I just tell the truth. I'm just going to be real honest. I don't know. You must have gave me a pill. I'm going to Sometimes I'll say things to people that I know I'm supposed to say. And I know that's terrible to say.
Yeah.
Like, oh, by the way, you know that hat and your beard? Oh, that really looks good on you. That's good.
Yeah.
I really don't even think that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
But you say it just to be polite.
Sometimes I say things in my head.
Yeah, you need two gummies.
What do you say? What do you say to yourself? What do you say to yourself when you do something good? I mean, you talk about saying things about yourself when you did something bad.
Right.
But what do you say to yourself when you do something good? And you got to get into that habit of like saying, "Hey, man, I fucking I rocked it. I'm so sorry, guys.
That's okay. We have a delay."
I rocked it, man. I did a great job. You know, keep it going.
Right.
Keep it going. You know, it's motivation. You know,
right. Motivation's the key because that creates momentum.
Exactly. And you never want to stop the momentum.
So Ed, can you tell us where you lost some money? If you did, or you got a story?
Yeah. Actually, it was been a while, but. I went skiing in Lake Seminole right over here, and I forgot to take my wallet out of my pants.
Oh, no.
So it was $300. So somewhere in Lake Seminole, there's my wallet,
the
my
alligators
ID,
ate it.
And $300. somewhere.
And now, did you get upset? That's what I'm saying. How did you? What was your reaction?
No, but I never did it again. That's the thing. If you keep doing the same thing, then get upset.
That's insanity. When you keep doing the same thing, you keep making the same mistake.
Yeah, expecting a different result.
Insanity.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
So tell us where you lost the money.
Honestly, I haven't lost money for a really long. I can't even remember if. I mean, I might have lost $20 here or there, but I can tell you, my boyfriend, I used to argue with him about this. He will put so much money in his wallet that it's like you can't even fold it. Like,
yeah.
And I'm like, why? Yeah. Why do you think you need to walk around with like that much money in your dumb wallet? It's like overflow. And he rides a motorcycle.
Yeah.
He forgot to zip his pocket. This was actually like 2 months ago. He had $3,700 in his wallet,
It
was on US 19. And he realized it after he got to his destination was maybe 35, 40 minutes later. By the time he went back, he did find like $200 because searched. He walked.
Yeah, yeah.
We're both walking on US 19 at like 1 o'clock in the morning and with a flashlight.
Oh, wow.
He found two $100 bills.
That's dangerous. That's dangerous.
So you know, somebody found a lot of money.
I was just going to say that. Where, if you don't mind that too, how much money is the most you ever found?
Found?
Yeah.
I found $900 once.
Oh, wow.
I found $900, but when I found the $900, I felt horrible.
Right?
Tell me why.
Because I was in a gas station, and I was going to a, what's this guy's name? I was going to a concert. I forget. not a concert that I wanted to go to. It was a concert my girlfriend wanted to go to.
Right.
And, whatever, I go to this concert, and we go to pump gas, right? And when I'm going to pump the gas, I find this, like, bank envelope. I see it on the floor, and I'm like, holy shit, that's a... Oh. I'm so sorry. God, I'm so... Hey, we got to do this more often so I can get better at it.
Yeah.
You want to do it next week?
Yeah. I'd love to, but so I can get better at it.
Yeah.
You want to do it next week?
Yeah. I'd love to, but so... You know, I find it and I picked it up and I noticed it was somebody's paycheck. It's $900. You know, the only thing I can think of is somebody, it was on a Friday night.
Yeah.
I'm like, this must have been a paycheck. As this, you know,
right.
At first I picked up the money and I was like, wow, we're going to have a blast tonight. But then as I started thinking about it, I was like, dude, this is somebody's paycheck.
Yeah.
You know?
That shows you have empathy.
Yeah. So,
and you care.
Yeah.
The more, the more you think of others, it's important. Think of this, what I'm going to say to you, and if you can do it. And this is living in the spiritual world. If you can do it. And if I don't do it myself all the time. But if I said to you, it's important to have the welfare of others ahead of your own.
Yeah.
Imagine
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
What a sentence. And you say that to some people and they think you're crazy.
That's a beautiful sentiment.
It's important that you have the welfare of others ahead of your own.
Yeah.
Can you do that? You know, I find it hard to do sometimes.
I try my best to be a good person. I try my best to be a good person and, you know, and do whatever I can. You know, some people have shown me, you know, so much love. You know, when I had my child or somebody passed away that, you know, whatever, they've made beautiful gestures. And I try to pay that forward. You know, when someone does something that impacts me, you know, I take that as a learning lesson and I try to do the same, you know, and pay it forward.
Yeah. Anyway.
Hey, we've been like, you know why? Can I ask you a question, if you don't mind? Just
yeah, go right ahead.
Do you really serve the pineapple chicken bowl in a pineapple?
No, it's not in the pineapple. We are going to go back to that during the summertime.
But you do, though.
Yeah, in the summertime, it comes in the pineapple.
Wow. That for when you do an advertisement.
That sounds delicious.
From now on, when you do an advertisement, whoever it's with, you should do the picture of the pineapple, right?
Yeah.
Then with the food coming up.
Oh,
or maybe
yeah.
Like a little like something in it, like you know what I'm saying. You're the professional.
Because
you could say pineapple in a bowl, but seeing is believing, right?
Yeah.
That's true. Like,
I'm gonna design something for you to look
at. I'm actually gonna make a mango meal too.
Ooh.
I'm gonna look forward to that in
Yeah, something fresh.
I didn't think you were going to get on and talk. You're on. See, I got her to start talking. She took the first gummy.
Yeah.
Well, like I was saying, we are planning to bring in more fruit into our meals. We have pineapple chicken now. We have another sweet meal that's honey steak. Those are our two big sellers for the summertime. We are advertising. We are going to be making something with mango, so you can keep that, you know, in the back of your mind. And we will shoot specials for that the first week it comes out.
How can people follow where your truck's at?
So we have a Facebook and on Instagram, so I do post where we are. So the Facebook and Instagram is Tacos Galore, and you would see the picture of our little truck with a little taco on top, and that's how you know it will be us. And you can instantly write me, and it comes right to my phone. So if you needed to book anything or book for a party, an event, you wanted me to just hang out outside of your store, give me a call.
That's advertising in itself, too.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You can...
Yeah, get a picture. 420
day.
Yeah, head to head. Looks really good for mines.
Well, I'm going to pass this back.
I'll be back later. Hold on. Wait one second. You're not going to believe this, Mr. Claus. They have a dog. Guess what the dog's name is? And he is so adorable, by the way. His name is Cash.
It is Cash.
You have a dog named Cash?
I love Cash. Cash.
Yes.
I have a dog named Princess Bandit.
So give us your how to follow you on Facebook, the Facebook again.
Yeah, like I said, it's Tacos Galore, and we're on Facebook and Instagram. And if you give me a ring, it'll come directly to my phone, a message, any way you want to get a hold of me.
So you do the search engine Taco Galore.
You go to Facebook, just type in Tacos Galore. It's the cutest little blue logo with a little taco on top of it, Tacos Galore.
And then you can find out where you're at.
Yeah.
And then you want, and then, yeah. And then, okay, that's good.
All right, introduce yourself.
Yes.
My name is Maria, and I'm the owner of Highly Concentrated. We're a hemp manufacturing and distribution company based out of Sarasota, Florida. We also have a retail location down in the Gulf Gate area in Sarasota, Florida.
She was ready, huh?
Awesome.
All right.
Awesome. You've got to be ready.
Yes. You know what my name is, though, really?
No, it's here.
Brian Cashless.
Okay, all right.
Because you know why? I lost $500 yesterday.
It's all right.
That's never a good day.
Yeah. So tell us how much money you was the most you ever lost.
Oh, Lord. I've taken some pretty big losses, some over $10,000, some over $20,000. We actually had another company steal a lot of product from us, close to like, we're talking over $100,000 in retail value. So losses I have taken.
Wow.
That's horrible.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
That's horrible. And I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to get that.
No.
We're just talking about
cash. Hard feelings.
Cash you lost, like, but that's like, right.
She's going to need the gummy.
Yeah, she's going to need a gummy.
But I was just like, you ever lose money, like dollars out of your wallet?
Out of my wallet. Maybe, possibly. Yeah. My dog loves to get into my wallet, so.
There you go. Cash.
It'll happen.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You're here. Let's just do a promo. You guys, can you just talk a little bit about Purple Haze? Please,
Purple
Leo.
Haze is one of my first customers. I met Leo, I want to say, probably like going on 10 years now. I met Leo, I was down here just pounding the pavement, and I walked into his store, and there he was, you know. And
that, you know what I'm just really going to tell you as a salesman? When I asked you, would you do an ad here?
Yeah.
Do you know who the easiest person to sell is?
A salesman.
Another someone pounding the payment.
Someone pounding the payment, of course.
Right.
It's like, listen, I used to,
You said you get what I'm saying.
Listen, man, I used to clean clubs at a golf course, and I play golf.
Right.
So when I get to one of these kids that are cleaning clubs, I remember that I was there.
And tip them.
I give good tips.
Right.
I tip people very well because they're out there trying to earn a living. You know. So, you know, as long as I'm getting good service, I'm going to tip you well.
But, you have to. It all comes back to you.
Yeah, it all comes back, you know. So
I'm going to ask her this question. You guys are going to say, how did you do this? I'm not going to ask you, did you go to college? You know what I'm going to ask you? What college did you go to?
Florida Atlantic University.
Did you catch that? Can you sense the goodness in this girl and the education?
Yes.
You were prepared. And someone that goes to graduates from college generally be the people that are prepared.
Yes.
You got right into it with a good tone.
and you knew what you were talking about, and you were precise.
Yeah.
Educated.
Absolutely.
So now, here's my question to you. How did you meet Leo?
So Leo, I actually met him a couple years ago through a distributor that we used to work with before we launched our company. We used to distribute other products, and I met him through this person. And actually recently, we reconnected at Alt Pro Expo. And now we're here.
So explain to the people, are you guys in competition with each other?
I don't think so. We okay,
you, what is your product different than theirs? How does that work?
I've never.
Can you tell us the product that you sell, and then like how people can buy it from you directly?
Yeah. So we have a pretty large SKU of products. We have edibles ranging from gummies, chocolates, avalanche bites, very unique products. We also have smokables such as pre rolls. We also carry a huge variety of blends available in carts, disposables. We pretty much have it all. You could call us like the cannabinoid factory. We do a lot of finished products, but
sounds like she is competition.
I don't see it as that.
No, I don't see it as that.
I don't see it as competition. We're all working together.
Yeah, we're all working together.
100%.
You can go across the street. The light's red.
Yeah. Is it?
Do you know what happened when we did this event here? So anyhow, I forget how many years ago it was. An accident happened right here.
Oh my gosh.
A pretty bad one, too. And, you know, we said the show must go on. So we kept the show going, but we were concerned, right? Because the show's on live.
Yeah.
And then remember when the accident was here?
Leo!
The man of the hour, Leo.
Leo, the man, the myth, the legend.
So we're all talking about you, Lynn.
Yeah, everybody's talking about.
Oh, yeah, Leo set us up with this, right? This canopy.
Gracious man.
He's a class act.
Yes.
He's a class act. And I call him, you know what I call him? The pioneer of the industry.
He is.
Right?
He is one of them. Yes, he is.
No, he is the pioneer.
30 plus years, man.
Yeah. He's been running the St. Pete area. Yeah,
he owns it. You know, you got to get
it down.
You know, you got to kiss his ring to come in the area. Here you go. Talk.
You don't want to be on his bad side.
I was going to say, take yours back and I'll give him mine. Take yours back.
Okay. So soon, guys, we're going to be trying some food from Tacos Galore. She's going to bring us some samples over to talk about on the air.
Yay. Yeah, so she has the pineapple chicken bowl. It's pineapple rice. It looks, have you ever heard of pineapple chicken? Have you ever had that before?
No.
I've had something similar. I believe when it comes to like tacos and stuff, there's tacos al pastor, which is the pork with pineapple, and that's delicious too.
I ask you guys to do me a favor?
Sure.
Can you guys, since you know the industry, Purple Haze here at 110th Avenue in Seminole Boulevard, we got a big 420 party going.
Yeah.
Tell him what, can you ask him questions? But I'm going to ask the first question, and then you guys ask him questions since you know the industry that I wouldn't even think of.
Yeah.
But tell us what happens at 420 today.
420, everybody gets a joint, okay, and everybody lights up. And usually around 4:24, the cops drive by and wave at us and say, have a good time.
Doesn't get better than that.
It's the most amazing thing to be part of.
It is.
Watching everybody line up all at the same time.
Hey, listen, music, good times, good people, you know.
Absolutely.
You can't ask for much more than that.
It's always nice to be able to come together as a community.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Yes.
I get to meet, you know, you're networking, you're meeting good people, I love it.
Eating good tacos.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about.
110th Avenue North in Seminole. But you have multiple locations, so go over each location.
We have several locations. I got one at 1427 34th Street South. That's the original location that's been there for 31 years. That was the start of the Purple Haze era. Second one was at Tyrone at 3809 Tyrone Boulevard, and that's been there for 25 years. We had a Madeira Beach store that we lost due to developers. We had a Treasure Island store that we lost due to developers. And then we have our Seminole stores that's been here for 7 years.
Wow.
What kind of deals you guys got going on 420 at all these locations?
We've got deals on all the THC products, OK? okay? We have all the glass is 30% off on the water pipes. If you're looking at the hand pipes, bats and bubblers, you buy one, get one half off. Buy two, get one free. I also have deals on flour. If you come get flowers, you get a free dugout and a bat for free. We also have CBD products that we're giving away. There's no purchase needed. We're just going to give it to you if you come into the store. We're here today till 10 o'clock and tomorrow, Sunday, 4:21, noon till 10 as well.
And then talk about the live music, too.
Live music, I Eruption. Live music starts at between 4 and 5 o'clock. That's going to be Patrick with Eruption. He's been playing for me for probably 25 plus years.
Wow.
Yeah, they're old timers.
Yeah, so that's something. So there's a party at 110th Avenue North in Seminole Boulevard at Purple Haze. The phone number here is 397-7473. There's the word medical.
Yes.
Right. Medical CBD, cannibal, high quality, kratom. I think the important point is it's medical. You're really helping people.
Exactly.
You might be saving lives, Leo.
We are.
He is.
Of course, might. Keep people away from
should I have taken the word might out of there?
No, we're keeping people away from the pills. People's that, right.
You got to add a Y to it. Mighty.
Yeah, if they need medication, we could definitely hook them up.
Wow. So do you guys have a question for Leo? Go ahead.
I'm kind of stumped right now.
It's your industry. Come on.
Leo, how do you feel about the possible law changes that are coming up?
I think personally it's going to affect a lot of the businesses, and hopefully they could look into it a little bit more deeper and realize the problems that it's going to cause. I know I'm on the fence on, you know, the recreational stuff as well. I've seen what it did to Colorado. I've seen what it did to California. And obviously, if it happens here in the state of Florida, a lot of this stuff will go away, and we're not going to be able to give the patients the medications that they want unless they pay an exorbitant amount of taxes.
And let's talk about how many jobs of your employees would be lost.
Exactly.
How many employees would lose their jobs?
I think probably 80% of the establishments will close down, which means 80% of the employees that work in these establishments are going to go bye-bye.
Manufacturing, you know, it's just so many different, you know, aspects of the industry.
What does your gut tell you, though? Like, what is the outcome? Because you're the pioneer.
It's kind of hard to say. Government normally goes to where the money's at. And the unfortunate thing is that if there's no money involved in what they're trying to push, they usually try to take it away. And that's what happened in Colorado, California, Washington State. All these states, Delta 8 products are illegal. So they only allow for recreational cannabis, which is taxed not only on the state level, but also they also charge the sales tax. You have sales tax and you got cannabis tax on those as well.
I think there's a fund available. I'd like to see. I got to grab my phone and see if I can find it. But there's a fund that people could donate to.
The Florida Healthy Alternative Association.
Yes. Yep. Yes.
The college girl knows. The uneducated guy doesn't.
Hey, I went to Street U. I went to Street U.
Yeah, the Florida Healthy Alternative Association, yeah. They have a pretty substantial veto campaign going on right now.
Yeah.
Obviously, they could use all the help possible. And one of the biggest things that they're doing right now is writing handwritten letters that are being mailed to Ron DeSantis, because that's going to have more of an impact. So anybody that's listening to this, you know, our industry is under attack.
Absolutely.
And everything we can do, writing a handwritten letter, sending it to DeSantis, if he's getting thousands of letters so he can see the true damage of what this bill would really do. And we're talking 10,000 businesses that are licensed under the Florida Department of Agriculture.
So it's big.
Huge. We're talking it's $1 billion a market for,
so
and over 100,000
when does the bill go
jobs.
To vote?
So the bill was already voted on and it passed. It barely passed in the House, in the Senate. It barely passed in the House. It was unanimous in the Senate. Unfortunately, it did pass. However, DeSantis is going to have the power to veto this bill in the next, probably in the next 30 days, honestly speaking, is when he's going to be receiving it.
I'll be right back. Okay.
So anything we can do to help.
Yeah, and if you could just, you know, there's even patients, people that come to buy hemp products, you know, from the smoke shops.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they they should write letters as well, you know, explaining like how this, you know, if they take away these products, how it's going to affect them directly.
Yep.
Right.
We're talking veterans.
You
We're
got veterans,
cancer patients,
PTSD. You have so many people that need these products.
It's not. It's not whether it's healthy enough for the patient or the people. It's about getting the people's money. Because you look at, like, I was one of the first people that used e-cigarettes. I was inhaling black and miles for years when I was smoking in the, when I was working in the club, DJing. Years. And finally somebody gave me an e-cigarette. I found one that had good battery life, good flavor, and I never smoked another. I've, to this day, since 2010, had never smoked. And they were on their butts the entire time. They want FDA wants to regulate this, FDA wants to regulate that, trying to push them out. When they couldn't do that, now they were saying, well, wait a minute. Kids are smoking this stuff, and you got all these flavors out there that they're attracted to. Last time I was at the liquor store, I saw bubblegum-flavored vodka on the shelves and all other kinds. And listen, if you can't, if there's a law that says you got to be 18 to buy or 21 to buy, enforce it, period. And if their parents want to let them do it, then that's up to their parents.
Yeah, if it was really about lack of regulation, then what they would do is they would be making it a behind-the-counter product.
Listen,
or even take it a step further, only people 21 and over allowed in this establishment. But really, that's not what it's about. It's about it cutting into the market or into the medical market's profits, and that's why we're here today.
Yeah.
That's really what it comes down to, because the state is seeing money from this. I mean, we're cutting at least $3,000 to $4,000 checks every single month in taxes. So, and that's just us. We're not the biggest guy out there.
Yeah.
So they see plenty of money in taxes from the sales that are being done in this state. And you could even take it a step further, like Tennessee. Tennessee is taxing 5% on all hemp products. You know, that way there's infrastructure that can be made to better regulate these products. But at the end of the day, that's not what they're after. The bill very clearly states that this is not going to affect medical marijuana dispensaries, and that they're going to be able to still sell these same products that they're banning us small businesses from selling. So that's what it's really all about.
That's amazing, huh? It is amazing how stupid the government can be sometimes.
Well, yep.
They make decisions.
They're easily influenced, you know.
By money.
By money.
Yep.
By money. I said earlier, like you weren't here, the only car you get a tax deduction for is the Hummer, $10,000. And the reason why is because it uses more gas and more this and more that. I couldn't believe them when I was buying a car that you get a gas-efficient car like a Ford Fusion, no tax credit. It's like the opposite of what you would think, flip it, right? So I don't know what to say about that. You have any questions for these people, my friend?
No, you know, I'm very interested in what he's doing with the medical aid. I'm going to try it for the first time in my life and see what happens. I'm going to take it in the presence of another just in case.
Right.
To monitor me.
That's have a sitter around. It's called a sitter. Just have somebody there.
So are you guys looking
you never
forward?
Know.
You looking forward to getting the pineapple chicken?
I can't feel my legs.
I need to go to the hospital.
Well, that's happened before.
No, it has. It's usually anxiety, honestly speaking. People get so much anxiety and they end up in the hospital and they send them home. Eat a bag of Cheetos, drink some soda, you'll be fine.
Actually, the anxiety, the number one reason why people are in the hospital is all mental, because the anxiety is stress on the body. So by you guys giving this product, it relieves the stress and the anxiety, in turn lets them live longer. If you ask doctors or something like that, they come in with heart attacks when they're really not even heart attacks.
Yeah.
That's how bad the anxiety can be. They think they're having a heart attack.
Exactly.
That's all mental.
From the man himself.
Did I say I was mental?
Yeah, you did.
I think we all are a little bit.
Yes.
Where's the food?
She's bringing it. Actually, let me go check.
Yeah, we got some food coming.
So we got about 5 minutes left, so you want to go around the table and give everybody's address and stuff.
Yeah, go ahead.
Information and stuff like that.
And then we got pineapple chicken coming.
Chicken.
Ooh,
yes.
Okay.
And you guys being on the air, you get it for free.
All right.
Thank you.
Much appreciated.
Okay, so go around the room. That was good. You go first, young lady.
So we have an online e-commerce store. It's highlyconcentrated.com. It's spelled a little bit funny. It's play on words. It's highlyconcentrated.com.
And what does it spell?
It's spells highly concentrated, only it's the letter 8 in there instead of spelling concentrated.
Wow, just in time, I'm just sorry. Concentrated,
yep.
Good.
Yep. We also have a retail location in Gulfgate in Sarasota, Florida, and that's 2144 Gulfgate Drive, Sarasota, Florida, 34231.
Do you have locations people can come to your shop?
Yeah. Our Sarasota is our first location. Well, actually, we had a location in Northgate. We ended up moving to the Gulfgate area, so that's where we're at right now.
I know you want to talk, but this is pineapple chicken over rice.
Oh, my God. That looks
this
so
looks
good.
Amazing.
Oh, this is what? So what's this? Good. Pineapple chicken over rice?
Oh, my God.
And you'll
thank
never
you.
Believe this, but I am Mexican. My mom is
are you
my
really?
Mom is Mexican. Oh, yeah. You hablo español?
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm half Mexican.
What is that?
Yeah. It's the honey steak.
Oh, honey steak? Is that okay, or you want pineapple chicken?
Yeah.
Okay. So, anyhow, take a bite and then tell us how good it is.
All right.
All right.
Thank
oh,
you.
Wow.
And then what I do, everything on my truck is a build your own. So you get to order your side, like the everything you put on it. So I got some peppers and onions if you guys want to drop some of that on there.
Okay.
I got some corn that's also one of our sides.
Oh, this is
wow.
Great.
I will take a little bit of corn.
All right. So once again, we want to remind everybody, Purple Haze here until 10 o'clock tonight, celebrating the 420 Friendly Day. They're at the corner of Seminole Boulevard and 10010.
Tell us where you are.
110th Street, actually. At the corner there, and they'll be here until 10 o'clock. Tomorrow, 12 to 4, I think it's 12 to 6 place. Go ahead.
Hi, yes, everybody. I just want to let you guys know that if you want to follow Tacos Galore on Facebook, we also have an Instagram. And like I said earlier, you can reach me directly through that. So if you want to book us for any events, any parties, or even if you want us to just come out and hang out for a few hours and you need some food, just give us a call. We also do catering, anything you pretty much need. Shoot an idea at us. We bring games. We bring music. We have raffles. So we definitely have a big options for you guys, you know, if you do decide to reserve us in the future. But keep us in mind, like I said, you can follow us on Facebook and on Instagram.
My e-commerce is medicatenow.com. medicatenow.com, medic, the number 8, now.com.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
I'm going in for my first bite right now.
Look at so anyway, you got, so got about 2 minutes left here.
Yeah, actually, you are sharp, though. That's the way I think. I pile everything.
I appreciate
Brian's
it.
Brian's chowing down, so.
Delicious.
So glad
thank you. I appreciate it.
Once again, Purple Haze till 10 o'clock tonight in Seminole, the corner of Seminole Boulevard and 10th Street. There, once again, in here till 10 o'clock tonight, and then it'll be open tomorrow. All kinds of specials, but they've got vendors out here. They've got bands that are out here. Plenty of vendors, plenty of bands, and they're just getting warmed up next. It's only getting on 2 o'clock. Oh, Candace is coming up next on the Hand Talk Radio Network. Stay tuned for that. Brian, we got 2 minutes. We got 2 minutes. Any last words? 2 minutes. Any last? Yeah. Put his things down. He's talking.
Talk
about eating.
And then mention Medicaid too. You guys talk about your store and how to get in touch.
2 minutes.
All right. So a little bit about us. We have a large SKU of different products, as I mentioned a little bit earlier. Anywhere from high potency, low potency, non-psychoactive, and psychoactive. We try to have products essentially for every consumer. Everybody's different. You know, some people want relief just for sleep, but they don't want to get high. Some people want relief for sleep, but they want to get high. And then there's the people that have chronic pain. They're taking a couple hundred milligrams of THC at a time. So we have products for them as well that are targeted towards people that are in chronic pain. So
how do they get in touch with you?
So they can get in touch with us. We have Instagram. Our Instagram is HC_USA. They can also check out our website, which is highlyconcentrated.com. And that's
got about 30 seconds.
Okay, Medicaid. We are God, I got stuck. I'm sorry. So we have Delta 8 products. We have edibles. We have disposables, cartridges. We also have some nano CBD. You can find us at Medicaid, M-E-D-I-C 8 now.com.
Okay, that'll wrap it up with the Brian Cash Clause Coupon Radio Show here at Purple
Thanks
Ace.
For having us.
And they will see you Wednesday at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm actually going to give it to my girl.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.